Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people. Men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. I hope everybody is having a great Friday. Today I'm again continuing my talking to women of wisdom people, and I have three guests who I know very well and excited to share them with you from our Women of Wisdom community. And first, we're going to be talking about sound healing, and I have Moza Bakshreska on the phone, and we'll be also joined in a little bit with Vicki Dodd. Moza has been singing all of her life. Her evolving work, Sounding on Purpose, incorporates her studies in quantum physics, her perspective as a musician artist, and her love of facilitating sonic transformative soundings that free the voice and the spirit. And her website is Moza, M-O-S-A, Zone, Z-O-N-E, .com. And we'll also be joined by Vicki Dodd, who's been a pioneer of the use of sound for healing and transformation for over 40 years. She's an Aston patterning teacher of movement awareness and a nutritional practitioner for over 30 years. She is the author of the book Tuning the Blues to Gold and has several CDs, which she has a new release called Rest Assured Parasympathetic Resonance. She's been working and teaching sound as a bodywork for several decades, and she hosts a 5-day Sacred Sound Intensive in the Olympic Park Institute, which is in Washington State. And her website is www.sacredsoundschool.com. Together, they're going to give a workshop called Creating Heart Songs, Activate Your Heart Brain. It's going to be Sunday, February 16th. It's our evening presentation that's going to include men. And so that is just a very powerful and very fun workshop to do. So, Moza, not yet. So we have Moza. Hi, Moza.
Hi there.
Hi. So there's a little technology problem today. I don't know what's going on. I'm
it's
having
Friday
trouble hearing on my Skype and my cell phone, and now we weren't able to get Vicki. So just I don't know what's in astrology today. But we've got Moza. So, Moza, tell us about how you started singing and found that passion for yourself.
Well, I started singing when I was 6. My mom taught my sisters and I how to sing in harmony when we were 5, 6, and 7 as we did the dishes. And so she trained my ear very early, and I was able to find just so much joy in joining voices with my sisters. And even now, after 40-something years or whatever it is, 50, 60, I don't know, we can still get together and just have that sound come immediately. So there was a door opening for me there, and I have been singing since that time. In my teens, I learned how to play the guitar. I started writing songs. I became a performing songwriter. I've worked in bands here and there. So at some point in my evolution as a singer, I really wanted to do something bigger than just being an entertainer or an edutainer, as some people call it, when you're educating as you're entertaining. And so I started looking at sound from a different perspective. I started studying quantum physics. I began to realize that there was a whole body of work, ancient body of work, coming back up, filtering back up through the consciousness, human consciousness, about sound as a healing modality. And just even some of the scientific facts about it were so entrancing to me. I just dove right in and studied for a number of years just all the information I could get about the physiology, the quantum aspects, the you know, historical and everything that I could find my hands on.
And I hear you. I guess I'll...
Okay, I hear you.
Hi, Vicki. Yay, we got Vicki now. Well, Vicki, why don't you... I've already introduced you, but what about for you, what drew you to become this pioneer in sound healing? And you've been at it for decades. So let's talk about sound. What is how does the voice, what does sound do to begin with?
Well, first of all, sound is a carrier wave. Sound can affect you whether you can hear it or not because it's a wave. It's an energy, and it's a wave of energy that's carried through air. And interestingly enough, we cannot make sound without air. If everyone tries to hold their voice and make a sound, you can't do it because the larynx in the human body, the larynx is the only muscle that works with air pressure, and it's also the only muscle that is attached in three different places instead of just two places. Most muscles go from point A to point B, and the larynx has three points. And so it's a really fascinating piece of anatomy that we have. And so what sound does is it's a carrier wave. It can carry intention. It can carry our thought waves. We know that thoughts have an energy, and it can affect us because it is a vibration. It can change form. There's a science called cymatics that is the science of the form that sound makes, and it's such beautiful geometric patterns that are being shown when you take a cymatic sampling of a sound. And so there's a relationship with sound and geometry, and there's a relationship with sound and light. And so it's a most powerful element, I guess you could say, of us as humans and on the planet and space and matter and all of that. It's a infinite kind of realm to delve into. So what it does
I'm laughing right now because. You know, Mandy, my cat, she usually just sits in her condo near me. She's hugging me and purring away. And this, from a cat is so soothing. I don't know
that the cat's purr does is that it strengthens their bones.
Ah.
Yeah, so that, you know, that's one of the little scientific facts, that cat's purring strengthens their bones, and so they can, like, jump from a big building and land on their feet and not break anything. So in the human body, we have the opportunity to actually change form. We can actually build things up, dissolve things. There's huge body of information that we could play with sound inside of our own body. So as a personal journey, it's really very available. You know, it's a healing tool that is available instantly.
Well, yeah, I was going to ask, and what some things you're talking about, sound or the voice affects the body, has an, you know, impacts us, and how what are some ways it does that?
Well, you can tell that, you know, if there's a sound, like, say, a jackhammer or something, you know, that's outside of your window, you know, after a while, you're going to be like, yeah, stop it, you know. So there are sounds that, you know, actually irritate. They actually, you know, like scratching a wound or something, they irritate you. There are also sounds that are so soothing. You can, you know, with music has such an evocative ability within us that, you know, you could hear something and begin weeping. You could hear something and laugh, you know, so that... Within the realm of music, we know that there's many ways that we are affected by it. Within the realm of actually just closing your eyes and humming inside of your body, it's vibration. And vibration changes matter. And so on the tiniest quantum level, we are shifting matter. I mean, we are constantly in a cascade of energy. Like, biologically, you and I are different people than started the interview, because there's this whole cascade of molecules and energy that's happening, and so there's a constant with it. So on that tiny little quantum level, sound gets in there. Sound can move you. You know, when you hurt yourself, you make a sound, and it helps to disperse the energy. So there's many ways that from different directions that sound can can change things, actually shift and change things. I have a couple stories.
Yeah, that's great. And we're going to talk more about that when we come back. This is Chris Stainis. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back and talk more with Mosa, and hopefully we'll have Vicki on the phone.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Nonstop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
We're back on the air. This is Chris Stainis, and I have Vicki Dodd and Mosa Bashreska on. And we've been hearing from Mosa, so let's hear a little bit now from Vicki.
All right.
This has been some morning. So,
yeah, some morning.
Let's
what would you
talk
like to
a little
hear?
Bit about the heart field and what it is.
Ah, starting there.
Yeah.
Well, we know that the body is completely made up of electromagnetic fields, or at least the science now is verifying that, and that around every cell is surrounded by electromagnetic field, and this planet is held together that way. Our molecular structure is held together by that kind of resistance, magnetism to itself. And what seems like ancient people have always known is that we receive information directly from the Earth. And we receive this information from the Earth to our heart, not necessarily our physical heart, but the heart field, which seems to have at least tens of thousands of more possibilities of perceiving life as our physical brain in our at our base of our cranial system. So this is a huge possibility of being able to perceive in this field. And so that We perceive directly, communicate with the earth, which we also know we now share a very similar DNA. Am I making any sense here to you? I hope so.
Yeah.
So we have a similar DNA that matches our physical form of DNA. The information comes into our heart center, goes to our brain, our upper brain, and then our upper brain feeds the information to our cells. Contrary to how we have spent many, many years in our educational system of thinking that it is our cranial brain that gets all this information. No, it's really more of a transmitter. It receives information and then it transmits it through. But the energy or the perceptions literally is picking up from our brain, or from our heart brain. If we use this center more, and we can learn how to use this center, it really helps our nervous system, our physical nervous system, to relax instead of the habit of using our central nervous system to perceive. So this is one of the pluses of it in terms of our well-beingness, our health, is to be able to allow this field, which stretches out all beyond our physical body, at least, we'll just say 4 feet even, from front, sides, and back of this body of ours, and perceiving in this way, our own nervous system is allowed to just rest. And one of the reasons that we use sound to be able to engage in this way is that I've been working with people for so many years, and I keep hearing how much stress they have in their nervous system, that they have adrenal stress, that they have burnout. They're in the sympathetic stress system. And this, I do think, that helps reduce all of that, because our nervous system is needing to perceive in ways that is not necessary at all. It's not its job. I probably have made this complicated, Chris. I was...
Well, it's fascinating, because you're talking about our nervous system, that, and our nervous system... can kind of run the show. So it sounds like what you're saying is like, and using the sounding can calm that down.
Sounding can calm this down. We will be teaching an exercise in our group together in February to be able to teach how to entrain the body to come back into that parasympathetic nervous system, which is the one that helps with the mending, the digestion of food, digestion of information. Because our nervous systems are probably being overused, overtaxed by so much sensation.
Yes, and we're getting so much of that now from so many different directions. Like just today with dealing with, you know, technology.
Oh yes. Yeah, I'm glad to be here. I had just kind of surrendered that I wasn't going to be here today with you.
Well, we finally connected. We had to connect to the heart first before we could get this technology working, maybe.
Yes.
Well, then there's also the power of the joined voices, you know, working together and people sounding or singing together, and perhaps you might talk about that.
Well, I'll say a little something about that.
Okay.
Because when I first started working in sound, well, the biggest joy and surprise was the alchemy that happened with everyone coming from the place of authentically sounding whatever was their authentic sound in the moment, and having a whole group of people doing that together, an alchemy formed that created this gorgeous, gorgeous. I mean, if I had a CD of all the gorgeous times that different groups, I would have like the best CD on the planet. But there's just such an incredible beauty and power that happens. And then there you are in this power being affected by it. And so there's an exponential effect of people. I mean, people singing together has been for, you know, ever since we probably got on the planet billions of years ago, or however long it's been, people have been singing together. And so to sing with intention and with some information and in the moment, it's just exuberant and joyful and jubilant experience.
Well, and we're talking about the resonance of the heart too, and that vibration. And so when you put that together with people singing together, that magnifying that heart vibration would be so powerful too.
Absolutely, and I agree completely with what Moses' experience is. And what is also so beautiful is that if you're not a singer, which I'm not, I'm a sounder, that when I teach people to just sound for what she was calling the authentic voice, or just wherever you are, it will actually resonate. We will start learning. We will come together because people want to cooperate. We really do want to cooperate. Our sounds want to cooperate. Our voices want to cooperate. And we'll come into a place that sounds maybe initially like it's very dissonant, and it will spiral and curve and turn into a place of tone that we would have never been able to achieve. You know, I would not be able to achieve because I'm not a singer. I haven't been trained to be able to come into that. But if I just follow my voice, it will entrain with yours, and we will actually start matching and coming into an incredible harmonic possibility. And Mosa and I both have had this experience time and time again.
Yeah, and we're going to do that together in your workshop. It's called Creating Heart Songs, Activate Your Heart Brain on Sunday, February 16th. Our evening includes men. So this is Christina. You're listening to Voices of Women. And we're going to come back, and I'll be talking with Claudine Yu on the powerful feminine archetypes.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Nonstop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stanis, and I want to introduce you to a friend of mine, Claudine Yu. She has been an empowerment mentor and educator for many years, and after getting her degree in sociology and women's studies from UC Santa Cruz, she opened her own dance studio to teach the ancient art of belly dance to women and girls of all ages. And she founded a 501c3 nonprofit to empower young girls with positive body image and self-esteem. After seeing the incredible results of her students raising their self-confidence and the wonderful sisterhood that was created, from creating girl power programs to teaching mother-daughter choreography, Claudine has been passionate about helping others feel good about themselves. And she has her new program that utilizes the three powerful feminine archetypes. So Claudine takes us even deeper into self-empowerment, into knowing and igniting hidden parts of ourselves. And she is going to be in a workshop at the conference in February, on Sunday, February 16th in the morning. It's called Ignite Your Three Powerful Feminine Archetypes Within. So welcome, Claudine.
Thank you, Chris.
Well, first, tell us about how you started into this work, you know, that passion for yourself what made you decide that you wanted to work with young women and belly dance and the divine feminine and all that? What called you, you know, at a young age to?
Well, I have to say that belly dance definitely found me as an empowerment tool. I knew for sure, when I was in college and coming out, that I would definitely be working with women and girls in some form or another. Instilling this confidence that I really wanted to see in all people. But I have to tell you a funny story that back when I was in about 10th grade in high school, there was an opportunity to take weightlifting or dance for our PE, and I chose weightlifting. So for me, I really wanted to embody that mass, and I wanted to be strong in the world. And so when I eventually started training in belly dance, and this amazing ancient art of what I've seen for it working for women of all ages and body types and abilities, just to me amazing, is an incredible tool for women to get anchored in their bodies. But originally, I denied that feminine side of me. I was really going to be the kind of really lean on my masculine traits and not my feminine traits. So that's kind of an interesting beginning. But when I started working in belly dance, and I found, especially working with teen girls with positive body image and self-esteem for them, they could come to my classes really kind of hunched over and not expressing who they were. But when it's working with me, they would really lift, know their power stance, and walk out in the world with the sense of, wow, this is who I am. And just igniting that part and seeing the same happening in my oldest student, who is 92, and getting on stage, I want to share that this dance form has just been amazing for me. And so I bring it into my program as well, because each of the archetypes are anchored in a belly dance component. So I'm glad you asked. Thank you.
Yeah. So you're working, you've now incorporating that into the archetypes, the feminine archetype. So let's explore some of that.
Oh, so exactly. So what I found is there's three that are really, really powerful for women to embody and empower themselves with. And the first one is the fiery diva. And you can imagine where that one has been ignited. And then there's the wise woman. And then there's the playful goddess. So each of these archetypes have their own full curriculum. And about a third is the belly dance component, which I think I said earlier is a really great way of anchoring and being in your body and expressing that power. So with each of these archetypes, let me go a little bit deeper. I want to say that they offer tools and wisdom for us to examine, and they help us create intention and focus. So we can really go in depth in what they have to share with us. And these are important. The first one, the fiery diva, this is the activator of self-confidence and personal power. She's a self-esteem warrior. And again, when I was really in the depth of teaching belly dancing to women and girls of all ages and watching them ignite their fiery diva, that was so powerful for me. That was when women were stepping directly into power. They were dealing with places that maybe they had self-neglected. Instead, the fiery diva creates that foundation of self-respect, self-acceptance, and self-love, and helps you turn up that dial of personal expression and power. So the fiery diva, that's what she, when we think of her, that's the archetype she embodies that we can draw out in ourselves. And the second archetype is the wise woman, and she shares the inner wisdom and mindfulness. She's the self-knowing and self-care guide. She's the one that suggests us to go into stillness, to clear inner fog for reflection and self-discovery, and recognizes in our busy world that we sometimes neglect ourselves. So she's the one that reminds us to refuel our inner tanks. And with wise woman, that is where we really come into ourselves stillness. So if you see the fiery diva as making sure you have all your powers in check, you know where you're coming from, you're igniting everything that you have, hidden power centers. The wise woman is so vital as well, and she's really the more of going inward and that self-discovery. And for me, the third component, and this is a real personal component, the playful goddess. And the playful goddess, what I've noticed on my journey of the fiery diva into wise woman, into a playful goddess, is for me in my personal story, I felt that I was searching outward for something, some deeper connection, some deeper purpose. And in my journey of spirituality and religion, I somehow threw the baby out with the bathwater. And I wasn't able to really find my way for a while. And what I did find, though, eventually was that there are many ways, and to stay curious and be open. And so the playful goddess represents that in us, to be curious to the deeper meaning of a soul essence, whatever that is. And what she does is really focuses on helping us express our purpose and our passion and taking that deeper connection in a self-reflective and expressive way. So that's the playful goddess. And as we ignite each of those within us, we're able to really be in our personal power. So for me, it's an empowerment program that really embodies these three strong guides that we activate.
And I feel like these kind of interweave, like you go back and forth between the three. It's kind of like a dance.
It is. And I think I love women really creating their own self-assessments, like where are they in each of these? Because I think as I describe them, women go, oh, I think I need more confidence. Or they might go, what is what is that playful goddess in me? And I think it evokes images and feelings, and we can kind of assess where we would need to maybe put more energy in, or where we're in to create a balance, definitely. And one is not more important than the other. I just see them as three entities of just incredible power centers within that we don't think about or activate.
Would you see one being more lacking in women than another, that in general, are you seeing when you work with people?
Actually, I see them really... People walk around, and when I see them, just big energies of usually one or the other, I see people just maybe more out of balance than lacking in one or the other, is what I would say.
Well, what does that out of balance look like?
For example, someone who's really already in their fiery diva, where you could see them having that energy of, I know who I am in the world, and almost being so fiery that they've lost maybe their wise woman connection, right? So I would say for them it would be good to balance and do a little bit more of the mindfulness. Or there are some people who are completely, it just seems more of one thing, more of the wise woman, but really would love that playfulness of the goddess and being less serious and knowing that there's that soul center expression as well. So that's how, and I, what I love is creating customized programs for women where they can kind of see where they want to go, and I can kind of shape it specifically and tailored for them. But also in groups, I love just giving that rich chunk of each one so that people can feel and see where they are and resonate with each archetype.
And so is it an embodiment when you, when you're working with people, are you having them kind of test the waters of these three archetypes, like feeling them in their body?
Oh, yeah. So there's different ways with the self-assessments. There's visualizations, meditations, self-discovery activities, and then there's belly dance for each one. Each one has their own component. Exactly. For me, what's actually fun and why belly dance has kind of come back and played a big role in this program that I'm starting is, and that I'm sharing with the world right now in this bigger form with this workshop that I'm doing, and is that each archetype is has the fullness of letting people just step into it, because once it's right in front of you and we have these, okay, this is where we're going.
I have a couple stories.
That's great, and we're going to talk more about that when we come back. This is Christina. You're listening to Voices of Women.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading edge empowering knowledge and information, which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women, and I'm talking with Claudine Yu, one of our Women of Wisdom presenters, and she is giving a workshop at the conference about igniting your three powerful feminine archetypes. We've been talking about the archetypes. So let's now go a little bit more in depth, Claudine, about the belly dance, because that's an important aspect of the work that you do.
Yes, and actually that's great, because what I want to say is I've taken the best, to me, one of the incredible parts of teaching the dance, I teach the veil with the playful goddess, and I teach sword balancing with the wise woman, and then the basic techniques with the shimmies and owning the full body component with the fiery diva. I noticed that women just light. It's instant. So in my workshops, and when I work with women one-on-one, and it doesn't matter from big groups, just having the ability to activate them physically and to feel each of those three archetypes with the instantaneous of belly dance is amazing, I have to say. I've been seeing this happen since I've been teaching for over 15 years. And what I do for, let me just drop into, I'll give you an example, for Playful Goddess is I have veils, and these are the fabric that you drape between your fingertips, and that open expansion, and it's perfect for Playful Goddess, because that is the upper body, the opening, the inspiration. So I teach that with the Playful Goddess. And then for the wise woman, that is where, if you've ever seen a belly dancer with a sword, that in itself is very mesmerizing and breathtaking. It requires inner discipline and stillness. And so with the wise woman, when I'm teaching to me other aspects of activities and your ways of going in and finding that aspect of yourself. We can embody that in our full body by learning how to balance on our head the actual sword. In my other classes, we use weighted, soft-weighted bean bags for practice. But the concept of really finding that inner stillness, and that's the lower body workout, because we actually lower to the floor and really work with our core, right? That is when you, the stillness of balancing the sword embodies the wise woman. And then just going back to basic fiery diva, just that essence is like, what? Wake up, start shimmying, you open up all these different aspects of your body. There's a power stance that I teach where you're really in alignment and you're in a power posture. And so it's really an exciting aspect to take each archetype and have them really embody that with the ancient art of belly dance, which I've been teaching for a while now and just love it. So.
Well, tell us a little bit about belly dance and the history of that.
Okay. Well, belly dancing actually originated by women for women, and they would dance, women would dance together in a sisterhood in a big circle, and men would be doing their own thing. And this is an ancient folk dance, and it's passed on through generations. So the young girls would dance, and the mothers, the aunties, and the grandmothers. And it's this dance that originated this way, where women were really honoring their bodies in celebration into the harvest and of different getting together times when they would play drums. And I love this the sacredness of this, because it shows that sisterhood. And I have taught in my studio all ages, mother-daughter choreographies, and like I said, an 80-year-old and even a 90-year-old woman. So it's a multi-generation dance. The other thing, though, is that it does have this fiery essence, right? So it's been taken in and more Hollywoodized, and women are able to go, oh, this is a really kind of intense dance that I can own and project. And so it becomes this sense of power dance as well. It's this opening up within your own sense of who you are and pride. And so for me, when I love, what I love most about teaching this dance is that women, especially who are needing to open up these inner power centers, this is the perfect starting point. If there's any part of you that thinks, no, I can't do that, I'm too this, I'm too old, I'm not enough, I'm comparing myself, you know, the outer projections of, you know, how I need to be and look. It's not about, when you belly dance, it's not about how you are to others. It's how, what you ignite in yourself. So that igniting that diva and that fieriness, that's what this is about. But then, you know, there's this grace of the veil, and then there's the intensity also of the sword balancing. And there's so many other modalities. There's the rhythms. There's other things that we use in belly dance, but it's so rich. You know, it's so culturally rich, too. Yeah.
Yes, and I can see where, I mean, the people, women, I think in particular, are very self-conscious with their bodies. And so, you know, the typical, what you see of a belly dance outfits that you wear, there's a lot of body exposure, your belly and all that. And so a lot of women are very self-conscious about that. And so I can see where if you do this inner journey of the wise woman and know it's about you and that you're expressing yourself and how that would develop that self-confidence.
Definitely. There's so, yeah, and then exactly, and then take the next journey to the playful goddess, you know, and that's your self-expression with the veil in the air, you know, using that whole upper body rotation of you're just spinning, and that is another part of you. So there's like the fiery diva, like that's the archetype you want to make sure that you're activating from self-confidence and really that power center. And then, like you said, and then going to that same opening, that same confidence within your wise woman, and that inner discipline that you're able to cultivate and access within. So, yeah, it's a really an amazing empowerment tool that I've discovered over the years. And like I said in the beginning, it really found me. I'm also a certified team builder. I've also did other types of work, but this, it keeps coming back to belly dance and women just really wanting to access whatever parts of them they can, and I just love that they can do it through the sword, the veil, and just activating their diva, their fiery diva.
Yes, and I can see where it also is a great way to access the divine feminine.
Oh, completely. And feminine fitness. Definitely. This is a fun way of being feminine and being a part of a fitness element as well, which I know a lot of women really want to, would love to put a feminine part component in their programs.
Yes, and yeah, we're all needing the fitness. I think it's fun to do fitness things that that are fun. You know, instead of going to the gym, you know, it's hard to get ourselves to the gym and just sit on the bike or do that. But to do something fun like belly dance and be with other people in that, it's a shared activity. Well, thank you so much for being here today, Claudine.
Thank you so much, Chris. I really appreciated talking to you.
Yeah, and so everybody can check her workshop out on the Women of Wisdom page. It's womenofwisdom.org. Her workshop is Sunday morning on February 16th, Ignite Your Three Powerful Feminine Archetypes Within. And I want to inform people we just opened up a brand new special. It's a holiday 12 days of gifting special that if you, when you purchase a three-hour workshop at the conference, everything you can just register for one individual events. And if you purchase a three-hour event, you can go back and we'll give you a code after you register. And this is for members. And a lot of people who come to the conference become members because of the benefits of that, the price savings and all that. And when you register for a three-hour workshop, you'll get an email that gives you a code, and you can purchase a workshop for a friend to join you. It could be a gift, a holiday gift, and it'd be $20 off. So that's quite a savings for you and a friend to attend the conference. And this is only through December 25th. It's our 12 days of giving. So just go check out all the workshops that you want to attend and see what you'd like to gift to for a friend to go with you. And what a wonderful gift to give, you know, like this belly dance, the archetype, so the sounding with Mosa and Vicky. You can attend and give a gift to a friend of yours for the holidays. And I want to remind people you can still sign up for my leadership webinar. We're going into our last class on Monday, but you can get all the past classes and just go to my, How to Step into Your Confidence and Unleash the Leader Within. It's embracing the new leadership paradigm and give you all sorts of leadership skills, uncover your blocks, gain some new skill sets and all that in the class. And so just check that out on my website, chrysalisleadership.com/webinar. And I'd love for you to be part of the class, and you can access it anytime later, too. So we still have our early bird for Jalaja Bonham. It's through December 15th, Evolving Towards Peace, Awakening the Global Heart. She's given a two-day intensive workshop, which is going to be fabulous for people to attend. So check that out on our website and all the other events that we have. And also, holiday gifting, think of my Woman of Wisdom book, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Woman. It's an Amazon bestseller and award-winning book. And that's a great inspirational gift to give people, too. And it also supports Women of Wisdom. So I hope everybody has a great weekend. Next week, I'll be interviewing Suzanne Mathis McQueen, Maria Connolly, and Julia Weaver. So have a great weekend, everybody.
Been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, Radio with Chris Stainis.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show. With Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 gifts to unlock your miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you, because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method, the Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. The Bond Method is a customized program that enables you to have optimal health and wholeness, experience the law of attraction like never before, and manifest abundance. It teaches you how to integrate your mind, body, and spirit through complementary and alternative healing modalities. For more information, you can go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
transformationtalkradio.com.